if you're Melbourne. So Melbourne are sitting on top, you know, played who they've played. You can only beat who you played. They've got a great test coming up this Saturday night against Richmond. I watched a bit of the VFL yesterday. Sam Wiedemann kicks 7. Ben Brown kicks 3. They kick 8 goals in the last quarter. Bailey Fritsch maybe come back. Well, Fritsch comes back if he's fit enough to play. What do they do at selection?
You watch them closer than any of us.
Yes.
What do they do, Gaz? So I'm going to put it back on you.
Yeah, okay. I'm not convinced I play either of...
None.
Wiedemann would be the one ahead of Brown. You just let Brown play. The basis of this Melbourne, they've got a lot there. Max Gawn yesterday was... I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Their forward line pressure has been as much a trademark of what they've done this year.
They've found a balance, haven't they?
Yeah. They've been manic. So if you all of a sudden mess with that, which you would if you brought both in, obviously.
Mm.
So I think Wiedemann for Brown, Mitch Brown, would be probably the only. But then you got May and you got Fritsch that might play. So
what's the rush to bring Ben Brown into the team anyway?
No, I don't think there is.
There shouldn't be a rush to bring Brown. In fact, there shouldn't be a rush to bring Wiedemann back into the side. They have to break the door down and force their way back into the team.
Seven's given it a good kick.
Yeah, that's right. But they have to. That's exactly what they have to do.
Yeah,
there's no right. you don't get a free pass into a AFL.
I don't
team.
Think Ben Brown would be considered. I don't think he's. But I think that's outside noise. You know, which is a good storyline. Ruckman don't play one on one. Haven't for a long time. Ben McAvoy got the mother of all hiding yesterday, and this is how far foot he's got. He had a period where he took two really good marks, and I thought, good, he's going to take this challenge on against Max Gawn. Max Gawn was as dominant a ruckman performance yesterday as you could hope to see.
Well, there's three standout rucks, but he's just elevated himself to one by a fair way. When you watch Grundy and Nat Newey, so they're the three, and Gawn, what he does all over the ground, and I think because he has prepared himself so well physically and his aerobic ability sets him apart from the rest, and he just look at him and the way that he's prepared. Compare him to the work that influences with Nat Nui around the ground. Number one ruck in the game by a mile, and what a captain he's turning out to be.
I reckon the other part to all this too is the fact that you can put Luke Jackson into the ruck confidently as a backup, which gives you the option to play Gawn at different times where you think the matchup best suits you, because you don't lose a lot with Luke Jackson jumping at the ball.
That's the perfect model for me. A young ruckman with an experienced ruckman, and we've saw what it's done for English with Stephen Martin coming in. That is ideal. If you can have Jackson develop under Gawn with not the responsibility of going in the centre bounce, 15 times a game.
Lever was terrific. Magnificent. I thought yesterday, in the absence of May, and Christian Salen continues to put a career together. And Clayton Oliver, who people think, his consistency as a footballer from the time he played AFL football to now is almost unsurpassed. I'm talking about output. He's not the
effort
best,
you're talking about.
He's not the best player every week. He tries as hard as anyone I've seen in recent times.
He plays hard every week.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've given him enough credit, Clayton Oliver. I might have to go and look at that. I think that's a very good point.